Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, tyranny is when the most low-level street thug that has a uniform can beat you up and he doesn't get in trouble because he's government and the government looks out for itself. No, no, the government is supposed to look out for the people and serve the people, not call themselves authorities and officials. And I know Charles in Louisiana, I've confirmed through other sources in Louisiana, Charles for 5-6 years has made over, 5,000 copies of videos. It's had a huge effect. Charles has gone from the point of cops threatening to arrest him for on the street corner, you know, spreading the word about the New World Order, to begging him for more copies of videos and paying him for, you know, dubs. And no, Charles, that's the most important thing. Keep making copies of the films. Keep doing what you're doing. And just because there's some idiots around you who don't want to get up and get involved, they don't even count. They're called furniture. They're in the bleachers. You're on the field, and I salute you. Go ahead, Charles.
The people that call up here should reach out. They can find $20. I'm not a rich man. It's got so hard that I had to buy my wife a $5 bouquet of flowers. I didn't have the money making these tapes. But these people that call up in here, they complain to you. They need to take their $10, $15, $20 and support this show. You're trying to defend them. They don't understand this. They turn off the radio and go look at television.
Well, no. This guy was saying he's a patriot, which he isn't. He's saying he's a patriot, and I'm bad because I sell videos. How would I operate if I didn't sell something?
Right.
Here's an example. We have a $10,000 a month WWCR shortwave bill. Almost no money comes in from it because it's an international outreach, but I get letters from people in African villages and in Malaysian villages and in China and in Europe and people at Antarctic weather stations that are able to hear it. It does reach millions of people. So I pay $10,000 a month to be on there, and usually with Big Berkey sales, 5,000-6,000 of that is paid for through Big Berkey's. Now, if I had them on more, I wouldn't be paying out of my own pocket for it, but I'm so busy covering news that I just canceled the Big Berkey interview when I believe in that and think people should be drinking good water. During the last break, so you didn't even know this, Charles, Debbie called in. She's supposed to be on today, and I wanted her on. I said, look, I'm going to have to cancel you today because I got all this stuff. You know, the point is I don't like pitching my videos. I'm sick of it, but they're powerful. They wake people up, don't they, Charles?
Well, they need to because they're ignorant, half of them. They want to complain and do nothing about it. And Forrester Berkey, you could ask Mr.
Charles, don't feel bad. Just work harder. Look.
But people listening to the show, the ones that call in, need to support you.
Hey, you can bet your bottom dollar that's a big, fat federal informant. We even know who it is.
Well, God bless you, Mr. Jones. I'm just sick of people just laying back and making you do it all.
Hey, you ought to be happy the feds and their scumbag fellow travelers are angry at us right now.
Yes, sir.
That's a good sign.
Well, but I'm talking about the people supporting you more. They need to support you with a few dollars more.
Well, we actually get great support. It's just that six employees is expensive.
Well, I just want to say one thing. I don't want what happened to me to happen to these people. They don't understand about really being beaten, starved, and eating rotten bologna and taking all the experiment drugs. I went through this. I'm trying to stop them like you from this happening to their children. They better get on the ball. They don't have much time, Mr. Jones. For the love of God, they need to look in their hearts. Thank you for what you're doing.
Well, we got a few seconds left. Describe, and by the way, every time somebody says they're innocent, they go, oh, you're not innocent. They admit about 30% of people in jail or prison are innocent. A lot of them on death row are. That's being proven all the time. Charles, they tried to accuse you of something. They tortured you.
They tried to accuse me of 9 things, and the one that could stick. I had 9 different charges, and the one that could stick they charged me with. No, it's my hour. My parole is 3 hours and 35 minutes, Mr. Jones. They had no evidence. 3 hours and 35 minutes, they sentenced to life in prison with 3 hours and 35 minutes.
I'll tell you what, stay there. I've got a guest come up, and I want to hear about this. Imagine when they put the bag around your head, when they start tabling. They do it. They even put it on the local news and say it's good here in Austin.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I know that we have folks like Jeff and Melissa and Chris that have been holding for a while. We're going to get to you. There's just a bunch of other news concerning these nuclear attack drills the government's doing and the firing of this general and the military openly trying to confiscate our guns all over the country. I mean, I've been there and videotaped it, but now they just put it on the news. Oh, we're training to fight American rebels. Not even terrorists now. Well, we fight terror because the rebels might take over. Yeah, the rebels. What are they planning that's so bad that this might happen? We'll be talking to Dave Workman, who's a communications director for a great organization, the Citizens Committee on the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Up in Wisconsin, they have gun confiscations in neighborhoods. You know, if they're looking for a criminal, they just say, everybody out front, out of your houses, lay your guns outside. No warrant, no nothing. And their police chiefs have, you know, gotten together, and it's been on the news. Quote, police chiefs across Wisconsin say they need to keep all the guns they can in officers' hands only. They don't want the citizens being able to have a concealed carry. That's the government saying, we don't want you being able to defend yourself. That's called tyranny. That's coming up in a minute or two, but let's go ahead and go back to Charles, who's just done an incredible job as an activist in the last 5 years, making over 5,000 or is it 6,000 copies of my videos and other videos. And Charles has woken up a lot of police in his area, you name it. But Charles, you woke up to government corruption a little differently than some people.
It's
and by the way, they say everybody's guilty in prison. They now admit around 30% are innocent.
Well, last night, let me just say this, the guy that kicked the door on a guy shot three policemen here in Baton Rouge, just kicking his door on, no search warrant, kicked his door open there, and he shot three policemen last night down here. They're just kicking doors in down here, saying we don't have to tell you who we're looking for, we're coming in. It's happening right here in Louisiana.
Well, I know, and every day they're shooting some innocent person at the wrong house, but you're saying, and I know more and more cops are getting shot. It's not good for them either.
But these people don't understand. They better start fighting a little harder, not just listening to this radio, Mr. Jones. What's going to happen to them?
Well, I want you to describe for people in a nutshell in about a minute and a half, because then we're going to go to our guest, Charles. How you got picked up, how you got tortured, what happened to you in prison?
They had a shootout. I was in a ball with a lady, and we walked outside about 50 minutes later, and a guy was laying there, and I said, well, we better see if he's living. So I walked up there, me and three or four of them, and we left. We left. The guy was dead. They picked me up about a block away. They said, was you up there? I said, yes, sir, I was. I heard the shots and all that. They said, we got a witness here, and you was on the scene. I said, they had 60 people on the scene. They said, well, come on, let me talk to you. So after a while, they got my address, went in there. They found a .357 Magnum that I had home. It was a highway patrolman. They said, is this your gun? I said, yes, it is. They said, well, listen, the gun was used into the crime. I didn't come to find out there was no ballistic. The bullet went past the guy. Anyway, I started saying, no, no, no. They put the bag over my head three or four times. And then they said I signed other charges, but I don't remember because I was kind of out of it. You know, they kept the bag on me too long. And then
I know. That's what the Russians do, and it's our government's favorite.
And I went to trial. It lasted 3 hours and 35 minutes. All they had is a guy saying he's seen me leave me see of the scene of the crime, but six other people left it. But I was the only one that somebody spotted because I had.
Well, that happens. I mean, they admit now with DNA and all the rest of it, about 30% roughly. It's different in different states, but 25 to 35% on average,
yes.
Around 30, are totally innocent. Listen, man, I have stolen a candy bar when I was about three, and I have stolen beer out of somebody's garage, and boy, I got cured of it. You know, obviously, you're 14 years old. You want beer. You can't get beer. Somebody had their garage door open, and one of my friends, who was not the best kind of friend to have, said, let's get that case of beer sitting right there on that refrigerator. And we went in and got it, and the door opens, and that it's you little, and the guy starts chasing us. And, boy, that cured me. But the point is I still had our corrupt police pull me out of public school. This is before we moved down to Austin, but I was in high school then. Pull me out of class and go, we know you're stealing stereo equipment. You're the mastermind over stereo equipment thieving. And, I mean, I was just like, what are you talking about? So, believe me, I know. And it happens all the time. And listen, I've seen the videos where the cops don't know a video got shot, where somebody's quiet about it. I mean, this happened in Austin. Or we subpoena the original tape and get it when they've already edited one. They will sit there, and I'm not saying all of them, but definitely bad cadres, folks. They'll beat you, and you don't even resist. I got Abby Newman on video. She doesn't resist, and they charged her with resisting. But, grown men ball up as the cops kick them and beat them, and then the cops charge you with assaulting them. I mean, think of not having the conscience of wanting to send an innocent person to prison. I mean, you get like 5 years for assaulting a cop. And no, that's the new. I mean, even if you ball up, a lot of them will charge you because then they got to protect themselves. I mean, that's sick. But finish up. What happened to you in prison?
Well, I went 17 years and something, and Governor Edwards looked into my case and freed me. I had a life sentence, but Governor Edwards, and I heard about this case, and he freed me. And it's God Almighty's truth. The governor of Louisiana.
Well, you don't know this, Charles, but I've actually been sent news articles about you by listeners, and you call into a lot of the shows. People know who you are, and I've talked to people that live in your town about what you've done. I actually have some distant family that lives near you.
And
you've also sent me photos of you and your lovely wife.
Yes.
You were such a good guy, and you've never had any trouble in your life. And
no.
I wonder how those cops feel putting an innocent man in prison.
I don't know, but I've seen them rape a boy. Because he fought back, and they said, we're going to show you you're not a man today, and they shackled him. And so help me God, Mr. Jones, I'll never forget that. He was across the cell. They actually raped one of the prisoners. I've seen this. So help me God. It stays in my mind all the time. They did it because he fought back, and they raped him. Three of them held and raped him, I swear. And I don't want this to happen.
And they raped children in Abu Ghraib.
Yes. I don't want this to happen to these people.
By the way, folks, that's admitted. That's in the Army's own report. Raping children is what we've turned into. Well, Charles, God bless you, and you just keep fighting
evil,
my friend.
Thank you, and please call us. Support the show. Please, for the love of God, please.
Well, thank you, Charles. You're very sweet. Take care. What a great guy. All right, I apologize to our guest. He's Dave Workman, and we'll also plug the website for the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. But we're talking about tyranny, folks, and we've got this quote by the news. Police chiefs across Wisconsin say they need to keep all the guns they can in officers' hands only. And, Dave, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's very kind of you to have me, Alex. I appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. I mean, Wisconsin's getting really bad, but so is the rest of the country. What's this latest development where they don't want the citizens to have concealed carry?
Well, as you probably know, and as your listeners probably know, Wisconsin is one of only four states in the country that does not have some kind of a statute that provides for concealed carry by private citizens who are properly licensed, or, you know, however they go through it. Each state is just a little bit different. The Wisconsin police chiefs have been fighting, well, tooth and nail, literally, for a couple of years now, efforts by certain members of the state legislature to bring forth a concealed carry law in the state that would allow Wisconsin citizens the same right to self-protection as citizens in 46 other states. When the Citizens Committee saw this news flash from WBAY-TV up in Green Bay, where it said the police chiefs across Wisconsin say they need to keep all the guns they can in officers' hands only, that was just an astonishing revelation to us. We look at this, and we know that across the country, there are so many good cops out there who are fully supportive of the citizens' right to keep and bear arms.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like we're cop-bashing earlier. It's the system. To be clear, they had a big national poll of police officers 2 years ago, and what, 90-something percent are against any gun control? But the police chiefs are politicians.
Well, exactly. And the police chiefs, unlike, say, county sheriffs, for example, police chiefs are appointed to their positions by anti-gun politicians. And you trust me on this, you're no dummy, I'm no dummy. If your boss tells you that you're going to say guns are bad, you're going to say guns are bad because you don't want to lose that $90,000 a year job. And I think a lot of this in Wisconsin is, it might be elitism on the part of some of these police chiefs, because having that firearm and that badge is it's maybe a status symbol, but still, statistics and available data show that
crime drops by about 20% three years after a concealed carry.
Legally armed private citizens are not the enemy of the police. They're the best friends the cops have.
Well, the number I've got is about 20%, depending on which state. But, I mean, what's the numbers you've got a few years after concealed carry?
Well, again, it depends on the state, but you can look at some of the data, and violent crime will drop off anywhere from, say, 7 to 9% up to 15, 20%. You have to look at these statistics.
Yeah, Lott's book from, like, Florida and a few other states he looked at, he found the average was about 20%.
Yeah, and it's been historically demonstrated time and again that when it is highly publicized that private citizens are arming themselves against, say, robbery, if women arm themselves against rape, against all kinds of violent crime, criminal activity drops as a result.
And then they openly, just like homeless will all move to a city where it's good for the homeless, criminals will move to cities where people are disarmed.
There's certainly evidence to indicate that, because they certainly don't hang around where they might get shot by their next intended.
They don't hang around in Kennesaw, Georgia, where you gotta own a gun by law.
Absolutely. And I'm talking to you right now from the state of Washington, and up here we have, at last count, I think something like 240,000 licensed citizens to carry concealed firearms in the state. And Washington is, I think, fifth in the country in terms of the number of people licensed to carry relating to the overall population, the per capita population. Now, our question to the chiefs of police in Wisconsin is, what's different between your citizens and our citizens? If the police out here think it's okay for us to carry guns, what the hell's wrong with you guys?
Well, I agree with you, Dave Workman. Please stay with us. I want to give out the website on the other side for this great national organization. And we need to expose this and put these police chiefs' feet to the fire.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
This is our final segment with Dave Workman, who's the communications director, media man with a great national organization that deserves our support. CCRKBA.org is the website, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And, you know, they're out there time and time again really exposing how bad things are getting around this country for the Second Amendment. We're having victories, but we're also having defeats. Dave, I mean, how do we put pressure on these police chiefs that are grandstanding and demonizing the Second Amendment and saying, we don't want the citizens having guns?
I think probably the best place to start is for the citizens in those Wisconsin Wisconsin communities to start showing up at city council meetings, at county commission meetings, to start writing letters to the editor, to be out front with the local TV and radio stations. They've got to show and they've got to demonstrate that responsible citizens go through the hoops, they get their concealed pistol license. It's not the licensed gun carrier in 99% of these cases that is the problem. It's the outlaw who's already carrying a gun illegal, and the police chiefs just seem to lump us all into the same breadbasket there in Wisconsin. I don't understand that. There are a lot of good people in Wisconsin who have every right to defend themselves outside the boundaries of their own homes. Why are these police chiefs standing in the way of that? What's wrong with these people that these top cops don't trust them?
Well, I mean, you talk about elitist. That sounds like Stalin or Mao or, frankly, Hitler saying, I don't want my citizens being armed. That means the government thinks it owns the people. I mean, there was the case 3 years ago that was up in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, where the city council, a city manager, wanted to declare martial law. Did you ever hear about that?
I vaguely remember that, yeah.
Yeah, said, well, people are suing us and criticizing us. We can just declare martial law and arrest them. Folks, that's actually in my film, Police State 3. I mean, I'm not joking. That's the headline. I mean, I think it's a mentality of some people that we're their slaves. I mean, you can say, well, maybe they're just dumb. They're not dumb. They know that it makes everybody safer and that it's and the criminals don't follow the law.
Well, they had a silly situation up here in Pierce County, Washington, where the Pierce County Council had passed an ordinance prohibiting citizens from coming in and criticizing members of the council during public comment periods. Well, that didn't last long because the citizens down there had a fit. They took legal action. The council is now going to rescind that ordinance if they haven't already. And what does that say to you about government agents, whether they're elected officials or whether they're police chiefs, who stand up and say, you know, the citizens, we don't want to hear complaints from them. We don't want to hear their criticism. We don't want to have them.
Well, what Austin does is, Austin got a law passed where you got to sign up a week before and jump through 14 hoops. No. They don't want to, and I've seen similar stuff around the country where they just say no citizens communication. I mean, that's government saying we're God.
I wonder if they've ever heard of the First Amendment.
Whatever. Well, I guess they haven't heard of the Second either. Whatever happened to the Oshkosh? Whatever happened with the Oshkosh gun confiscation?
That story was covered in Gun Week. I covered that story, and I'm afraid that story was blown out of proportion. They found one house with some guns in it. They took the guns out of the house. They gave the guns back to the guy. They apologized to the guy. There was not, as far as I can determine, a massive neighborhood gun confiscation.
Well, then that was the fault of the local TV station, because I read their report on air.
Yeah, and believe me, do you trust everything you see in print or read?
No, I don't. Well, that's good news then.
And alas, and I'm actually proud that Gun Week was up front with that, because we've earned a reputation. I'm the senior editor of Gun Week, by the way.
Oh, I've read it before, yeah.
And we've earned a reputation for telling the truth, telling it like it is, good, bad, or indifferent. And I'll tell you, the spookiest thing that ever happened to me since I came aboard Gun Week, last year during the debates against the Lawful Commerce in Arms Act in the Senate, Ted Kennedy got up and quoted something out of Gun Week. I just about fell over.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Give us the Gun Week website.
www.gunweek.com.
You can't forget that, gunweek.com. Dave Workman, in the last 30 seconds, do you think we're winning the fight for the Second Amendment, or are we losing it like we were a few years ago?
I think we're just holding our own, but I think the pendulum is swinging back in our direction. People are waking up. They're going to understand that it's not good people with guns that are the problem. It's bad people that are the problem, whether they have guns or not.
Yeah, they'll use a Louisville Slugger or a Ginsu knife.
You betcha.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on with that update about these police chiefs, and we'll try to expose them. Thank you, Dave.
Stay on top of it, Alex. You take care.
God bless you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable nuke alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the nuke alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented nuke alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com, or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com, or call 830-672-8734.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central. I'm sorry to Melissa who hung up. She's been patiently holding for about an hour. I never got to her because the phones are always loaded here. We've got a lot of guests and information. Jeff, Brian, Ron, Will, and Kay. We will get to all of you in the next 26 minutes that we got left in this broadcast. And I got some other news I want to hit on. We will get to everybody. But for the next 5 minutes, the next five 60-second intervals, haven't had him on in about 4 months. Got to have him on once a season, I guess. And I got to thinking earlier in the last hour, hey, we ought to support the network, too. And the biggest sponsor of the network is Midas Resources. Been around for, over a decade. And I have, that's where, I've shopped. I'm a shopper. And I bought a little bit of gold, kind of like my kid's insurance policy or whatever, for college or whatever. When I bought a little bit of gold, I shopped around. And they weren't the cheapest, but they weren't the most expensive. They were below the mid-mark. You could find it cheaper other places, but you don't know these are good companies. They did a great job. I've had family that's bought gold from them. Got great deals. And, Ted Anderson also owns the Genesis Network that always needs your support. We're growing by leaps and bounds, getting a lot of new affiliates, a lot of really exciting things that are happening that I don't know if Ted wants to talk about that, but we're very close to XM Radio, very, very close to Dish Network. Been working on that for several years, but it looks like it may happen then. I mean, that's really going to be huge. 20 million homes in America with Dish Network, folks. And that's a great, and then with Grassroots, we can spread the word. We're very close. Got to support the network. Chad, it's, I tell you, oil prices are exploding. Gold is up. You know, when gold really goes up, I don't dump the gold I bought 3-4 years ago. I don't dump the gold I bought a year ago. I just hold on to it, Ted. Is that smart or stupid?
Well, no, I think that's very smart at this time. I mean, there's obviously big problems out there in the world economy, not just here in the United States, but you take a look at, I know Best Buy is looking at laying off a whole bunch of people right now. There's a lot of big companies that have been doing that. There's just so many economic events, it just doesn't take, you know, you don't have to turn very far to find good reasons to buy gold, but obviously one of the main reasons right now is the cost of fuel. Cost of fuel is about transportation, and transportation of the food that you eat, the clothing that you wear, about anything that you buy gets transported by some truck or train or boat or something like that. The cost of fuel going up like it is causing inflation. We're having inflation here in the United States. Gold took a big jump today. It was up as high as $11 today. Right now it's at $8.70. The change is, it's up a percent. It's up 2% today. Many people don't get that kind of return on their savings accounts or what they have in a year. In an entire year.
Well, I have a little savings account, and I think it's like 0.5% or something.
Yeah, I know. It's just ridiculous. And that's the funny thing about it. People are definitely losing by putting their money in the bank. Now, real estate prices up here in Minneapolis area had just skyrocketed across the last couple of years, but now houses are sitting in the market for almost 9, 10
total
months.
Total bubble.
Yeah,
and people are upside down in them, so they got to keep them for sale.
So here you have a situation where real estate, the real estate market is topping off the stock and bond market. Nobody trusts that anymore.
Well, I mean, Ted, let's look at the past. I mean, what, gold? Went up, I mean, the last 5 years, what is gold up like 60-something percent?
Oh, yeah, because we're up from 200, and I think the bottom, I could have sold gold for $240 an ounce.
Yeah, I bought some then, yeah.
Yeah, and it's up incredibly, and the thing is that gold is a world monetary unit, just like oil is a world energy.
They've artificially kept it down, but then when you see an inflationary spike in currencies or in petrol and petrochemicals, it's going to cause, in the aggregate, an increase in all other major benchmarks or commodities, and
including gold, because even the cost to produce an ounce of gold is going to go up. It's just one of those.
Well, Ted, it's simple. I mean, every 6 months or so, I buy a few coins from it because I'm not rolling in cash here. But I buy a few coins, and over time, that builds up into a nice little cachet of coins. And gold's been worth the same thing for 6,000 years. So how do folks? You've got three different. Offers today.
Yeah,
semi-numismatic, which means they're close to bullion price, but also have a collectible aspect to them for near the same price as bullion, and they're non-confiscatable, which bullion is, and that's the law, folks. So why don't you tell folks about those three coins?
Yeah, plus also don't forget they have a finite supply, and that's one of the things, too. They don't manufacture coins from the 1800s anymore. What I have is I have $20 Liberties, so people have heard about them. They're the double eagle type coin. They're at $603 apiece. And that's a great coin to have because of the fact that you get a lot of gold close to melt value. But I also have the $10 gold pieces right now, and they're $284. And that's the $10 Liberty. Each of those.
That's a good deal.
Oh, well, going back in the 1700s and the early, I mean, 1700s, that'd be great. 1800s to early 1900s. Then I also have, that you mentioned to me, that smaller gold coins would make a lot of sense. And I do have the $5 Liberty as well. And they're at $180 a piece. I mean, gold right now is at $445.30. That puts gold at one of the highest points that it's been since its last peak. And that, you know.
But you've already bought this gold, so you're selling it at previous prices.
I am. As a matter of fact, I accumulated this position when gold is at about $425. My next prices that come in the next material after I get these sold, my next prices on $20 gold pieces are at $625. Those were at $603. My next price on $20 Liberty is very fine.
You know, every time this happens, I say I'm going to buy some. I never do. I need to.
Well, it's one of those times. I mean, you just have that. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, we're seeing gold. We're seeing oil prices peak out. I'm not saying that oil prices can't come back down again, but we know what the trend is.
Well, we know Henry Kissinger said it's going to hit 120. Now, Katie, bar the door, folks. I hope in the next year and a half, as Kissinger said, that's from two separate reporters who had three separate sources apiece, Daniel Estulon and, of course, Jim Tucker. And unfortunately, everything Tucker says comes true. And look, I hope Kissinger's wrong this time. But, I mean, you can set the date of the fall of the Soviet Union by Tucker a year before because he heard it in Bilderberg. He said, we're not invading in March of 02. It's March of 03, and boom, it happens, when the Washington Post was saying it was that month in 02. So I don't know if that's true, but regardless, it's already out of control. I mean, look, we already have a 94% increase in the price of oil in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So I know it's over 90. I think I saw 94%.
Yeah, well, I think, gosh, it sure seems like I could have bought a gallon of gasoline for $1.29 here not too long ago.
Well, I'm talking about 2 years ago, what it was at the wellhead.
Yeah.
And we've almost had a doubling.
Yeah, because right now I'm looking at 255 here in Minneapolis. You were saying it's 245 or something like that in Texas?
Well, yeah.
And obviously we have to travel a little further from the well ourselves to get it. But, yeah.
I'm talking about per barrel cost. It's almost doubled.
Yeah, I would say that's about
it. And we're talking about a doubling. I'm not trying to, whatever, folks. Gold is real. Everybody knows that. And, Chad, give them the number.
The number is 1-800-686-2237. And Alex, I've had since this satellite change with Stars Encore, I've had about 100 people call us asking us, how are you going to do it? How can I help with this kind of thing? One of the easiest ways to help Genesis Communications Network is by ordering precious metals from Midas Resources. It's been a marriage that has carried this message for almost, it's been 10 years now. So, you know, Midas Resources supports this, and this is a great way to do it. You can catch it. Our brokers are waiting for your call, 1-800-686-2237. And again, the prices are going up. These prices are lower because we did accumulate these before the gold prices went up. Supplies are very limited. When that stuff's gone, I have to reorder in the marketplace. I have to pay more for it myself.
So let's give folks the number, 1-800-686-2237. And I've been getting calls about that silver dollar citizen rule book deal where you get, like, what, two citizens rule books and a silver dollar for, like, $19. Are you still offering that to
them? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great way to get the message
out. That's something we never plug, and it's really, really important. So 1-800-686-2237. And I just want to spend a minute more, Ted, with you. I know you're busy and I got a bunch of calls. But on the satellite issue, it is not our fault that the analog satellites are being turned off.
Well, no.
I mean, 2 years ago they turned off one we had to move. Then a year ago they turned off a bunch of others we had to move. And the one we're on right now said they're turning it off in August. Now they're saying maybe a few months more. You know, if you've got an analog satellite out there, Ted will pay to be on it. But we're on the premium, you know, because what real radio networks are on, folks.
Yeah.
People play at it. You know, this is the real deal. Stations either have a clear channel receiver, or they have an ABC receiver, or they have one of these Jones receivers. That's because that's the receiver that radio stations get their feeds off of. That's what's manufactured. That's like if I have a light bulb that's made by General Electric, you know, that's how it works. So we have the big digital satellites, and we know a lot of people want to listen to the old-fashioned satellite. We're trying to do that, but we cannot control what the satellite companies do. And I heard somebody shoot their mouth off the other day attacking us, trying to claim that we didn't want to, you know, do that, and that is another lie. And then the other insane thing is I'm sitting here talking on an electro voice microphone, and I don't know who makes it. I think it's made in Germany. That doesn't mean I'm controlled by the German government. You know, this is hilarious. Some of our Patriot competition is on a Sumner Redstone owned, you know, satellite. Does that mean that they're owned by Sumner Redstone? No, it's like paying for power from the power company. It's like a phone line. If you're on talk radio, you're on an ABC or a clear channel, how many of those digital birds are there, Ted?
Well, there's obviously a lot, and I had somebody call me up, well, you're an affiliate of ABC. Well, you know what? If you want to syndicate a program, if you want Alex Jones to be on AM and FM stations across the United States and actually win this war, you have to be on a platform that actually feeds into these radio studios for them to play.
But that's not true, though, to say that we go to them and lease a feed like your syndicated gardening show does, or like if you wanted to start a show about drag racing, you go to a radio affiliate, and you are not an affiliate, you go. But I mean, that's what globalists do, Ted. It's any way to attack. I mean, folks, do you have Microsoft Windows on your computer? Well, then you're controlled by Bill Gates.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I mean, that's just, I mean, people jump to these conclusions, but no, absolutely not. The reason why the satellite systems are changing is because about 10 years ago...
No, you're behind it, Ted.
What's that?
You're behind it all.
Oh, yeah,
there was a thunderstorm here yesterday. It's your fault.
Yeah. Here's what happened. About 10 years ago, there were about 3 million people that had the big 10-foot dishes out there, and they're picking up C-band video. Video, that was. People were watching television off the C-band satellites. Now there's about 200,000 people that watch video off of the C-band satellites, and there's not enough support from the video watchers to go with this particular platform. So companies like Starz Encore, which I really got to thank them for putting us up for as long as they have, can no longer compete in that particular platform, so they're moving on to a more digital platform. We are the little guy. We're riding on the backs of these video carriers in order to have that feed.
Well, we're evil. We're in with Starz Encore.
Well,
no, we should have, you should string each radio station, Ted.
Yeah.
You should string a string, and I'll talk into a paper cup, and you know, how dare you breathe air?
Yeah, right. Well, if we're guilty of something for doing that with Starz Encore, well, then so is every other Patriot radio station because of the
This is mental illness insanity. This is or provocateuring, but I just thought it was funny. That's why I brought it up. I haven't talked about it. Ted, I want to thank you for coming on and all your support of freedom. Folks, give Midas Resources a call, 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Give them a call. They got something that's comfortable for everybody, and it's a good position to have some gold. I mean, it's not hard to sell that. Ted, thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Keep up the good job. Absolutely. People are really going to go nuts when we're on Dish Network. Ah. Oh, man, reaching a potential of 22 million people. You're really going to rip your hair out when we get on XM. By the way, you know why? Because you can't stop the truth. People want the truth, and the people are lobbying for it, and they'll know they'll get subscribers by putting us on. That's good. That's good. Jeff, you're on the air. And where are you calling us from, Jeff?
Illinois.
Welcome, sir. Got to move quick. Go ahead.
Earlier this week, Radio Netherlands revealed that an ex-prime minister there said that...
But they're on a satellite. That's bad. I mean, right now I'm talking, you know, when you call in on a phone, it goes over a satellite. That's bad, buddy. In fact, who's your long-distance carrier?
I go independent phone cards.
Well, those are evil, too. They're with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean... I'll shut up. Yes, it was reported, and you're right, we covered it on Monday.
I must have missed it on that AQ Khan in the CIA saying, don't prosecute AQ Khan, and if they prosecuted him in 78...
Yeah, he's the guy handing out nuclear weapons components like lollipops
right.
at a barber shop, and then our government was protecting him. Bush signed W199I to protect Khan. That was in 2001. Clinton did it in 96. He is their agent. Go ahead.
Well, I think you have covered this before. I've done it with the public, that we should be, when they talk about terrorism, in the 20th century, the billions of people were killed by terrorism, but it was by their own government. The number of people that have killed by these agent provocateurs and cat's paws that they call terrorists are minuscule. They're actually less than the number of people that are killed by hospitals, doctors, and pharmacists in this country.
You know, I forget the number. It's 200 and something thousand a year die of malpractice.
Well, depending on the study, 75,000 to 200,000 in the U.S. There are about 3,000 to 6,000 people killed crossing the street yearly, half of them by hit-and-run drivers.
Well, that's Al-Qaeda.
So they go, boo, boo. Be very afraid. Be very afraid. Give away all
your
rights.
Well, we got cops killing two people a day now, this year. That's the new trend. And as they get more tasers out and they taser more old people, then you're going to have more of this.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I miss the your coverage of the AQ cons.
No, I didn't talk about it enough. Thank you.
Okay.
Good to hear from you, Jeff. Great point. No, it's insane. I mean, well, the MI6 mass bombers, MI6. Brian, where are you calling from?
Call from Virginia.
Ah, welcome.
Thank you. Every once in a while, they have a meet the governor here on the radio stations in Virginia. A friend of mine called in and asked Mark Warner, says, you know, being that you had all these surpluses in Virginia budget and successes, are you going to take this to the national level? And is that why you were invited to Bilderberg? He immediately goes on the defensive of Bilderberg. Said, well, it's just a trade organization, blah, blah, blah. And he was invited.
Yeah, no, you just calmly bring it up. And then, well, now. I got one that can see. So what else did he say?
Well, he said he was invited by the RNC chairman, and he volunteered information about what he was doing with the money. First, he says, well, you know, we're pinning towards this bay, $150 million. And he says, well, most of it we're pinning aside for, to make way for the economic, housing downturn that's expected. So,
well, they are expecting a construction bubble pop.
Absolutely, and it should be bad enough to where the government is setting aside money for this.
Anything else, Brian?
No, sir, I just wanted to bring that up.
Well, excellent point, sir. Thank you for calling. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
She was next. Let's go to Ron in New York and then Will. Ron in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Alex, I'm calling up because I want to get your reality check on something that I've noticed. I live in a community that is very largely multicultural in New York. We have immigrants from all the different continents in the world. And I like to talk to people and sort of gauge them and get an idea where they're coming from. I have noticed something, and I found a result. It's just anecdotal, and my result is completely the opposite of what I thought I would find.
Okay, what have you found?
That of the people from various continents, the ones that seem to be the least hip, most broken of spirit, or most obtuse to this New World Order conspiracy, if you'd like to call it that, are not the people from Asia or Latin America, but the immigrants from Europe.
Well, that's because we've had it good so long, we've gotten dumbed down and turned into lazy idiots. Look, I found Latin Americans know about the New World Order instantly. They may not have the big picture and may be conned by a few things, but nobody's perfect. But Latin Americans are really about the most awake you'll find. Arabs are the next, then Asians. I mean, not Chinese. I'm not saying all Chinese, but a lot of Chinese are government worshiping, kind of like maybe Brits or something. But a lot of it's the engineering. The Japanese will follow orders, but they don't trust their government or our government. They're very open.
And yet, I found the same results from talking to people in my community, and that shocked me. I thought people who immigrated from Europe would.
Oh yeah, you talk to somebody from Japan or somebody from Mexico or somebody from Africa and go, the government did 9/11. They go, of course they did. They always do. And you talk to some little goody two shoe from Germany and or France, and how dare you? And even though a lot of folks over there are wide awake too.
But by and large, I do find that they seem to be the most obtuse or the most pliant to this near slave state, which amazed me. I thought it would be an opposite result.
Well, I mean, look, with plenty, with prosperity, comes laziness, sloth, decadence, and enslavement. And then the cycle starts over again. And it's happened, Ron. What do you think? Did you hear that newscast I played where the police and military are training to deal with American rebels now? They're actually calling us rebels?
Well, I'll tell you what, Alex, that's nothing new. Your listeners should know that that's gone on at least, and maybe longer, somewhere around 13 to 15 years.
Oh, did you see that on the force?
I beg your pardon?
Did you see that on the New York Police Department?
Oh, yeah, it started about the Clinton era. This all came in the Clinton era.
It came in under Bush Sr.
You know, a little bit under Papa, yeah. But it came in a significant, noticeable way starting in the Clinton era.
So New York police train and call us rebels?
Well, they have like a culture in which, like, you know, constitutionalists are in suspicion.
No, I knew about that, Ron, but and thanks for the call. I've got to take a final call here. No, on this video, they're calling us rebels. It's not even terrorists anymore. It's the rebels. There's going to be rebels. We got to get their guns. Will in Wisconsin. Now go ahead, rebel.
Ah, yes.
You rebel scum.
Control the people. Control the people.
Ooh.
I predict the gas price will go up to over $10 a gallon so that we, the politicians, yes, Bush, we'll control people free movement. By the way, we must outlaw swimming pools because there are 100 times more young that die in swimming pools than by the gun.
I thought it was 14 times, but okay.
100 times more in swimming pools. Outlaw swimming pools.
I agree. Outlaw knives. They kill more than guns.
Yeah. Hey, you got a good show. You're a good man. You keep chugging along.
You're a good man, Will. Anything else?
Oh, I don't know. I'll tell you, I'm really worried, though. I think Hey, by the way, Southwest America, is that true? Now, Southwest USA, was it true yesterday that they didn't even get aviation fuel for planes? Many planes were shut down there?
Yes.
Something's going on. Yep. Yes, aviation fuel, everything's going to be controlled.
Well, they're training us how to be slaves, which is freedom. All right, folks, see you back tomorrow, back tonight. God bless you all. Take care.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.